Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Matt Katz, in for Tanzina Vega this week. It's been more than a year since we were first told to mask up when going out in public, and it seems like we might just be able to start leaving those masks at home if we're fully vaccinated.
Well, today is a great day for America in our long battle with coronavirus. Just a few hours ago, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and the CDC announced that they are no longer recommending that fully vaccinated people need wear masks.
That was President Joe Biden speaking on Thursday, celebrating the CDC's new guidance, which the agency's director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, announced earlier that day.
If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic. We have all longed for this moment, when we can get back to some sense of normalcy.
The latest guidance comes less than 3 weeks after the CDC released milder recommendations which relax the wearing of masks outdoors and as vaccination efforts continue and COVID cases decline in the U.S. And while some are relieved by the CDC's announcement, others, including some public health experts, think the agency is moving too fast in easing mask recommendations. For more on this, we're joined by Dr. Megan Ranney, emergency physician and associate dean of the School of Public Health at Brown University. Dr. Ranney, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Matt. It's a joy to be here with you.
Oh, and it's a joy to have you. Thank you. So tell me, were you surprised by the CDC's decision to ease almost all masking for vaccinated people?
I think we were all surprised. I expected this relaxation to come, but I expected to hear it in about a month when a larger percentage of Americans are fully vaccinated. The science is clear that the vaccines are unbelievably effective, but we're still at only around 40% of Americans who have gotten both shots at this point. We're just not quite there yet.
So what happened? Why did the CDC make this decision? Any idea what the motivation was?
So I really do think that they were following the science. There were a few publications in the last couple of weeks that reinforced not just that these vaccines are tremendously effective in the real world. There were studies from other countries, from the US with healthcare workers, but also an accumulation of studies showing that even if you are one of the unlucky few to catch COVID after getting fully vaccinated, you're quite unlikely to spread it to others. And so I think from the CDC's perspective, this was the time to comment on the science. I think what is confusing is that you can comment on the science, but could also have provided guidelines to states and businesses on how to apply the science to these mask mandates or policies for indoor get-togethers. And I think that that's where the disconnect happened.
So the science of the vaccination and that once people are vaccinated, that it is safe to be unmasked. So they were, was part of the motivation maybe to encourage vaccinations?
You know, the CDC says that their reason for doing this was not to motivate vaccinations, but rather they made this announcement because there were these new publications showing just how effective the vaccines are. It is true biologically, Matt, that if you have been fully vaccinated, your chance of getting infected, getting seriously ill, getting hospitalized, or God forbid, passing COVID on to someone else is really, really, really low. It's not zero. Nothing in life is zero. But the CDC felt appropriately that they should comment on that accumulating science on how good the vaccines are. But the behavioral science, of course, is the other part of it.
Yes.
How this affects what we all do, right? And that's the part that they didn't comment on.
And now in terms of what we can do, masks are not required for vaccinated people almost everywhere. But what are some of the caveats?
So the caveats, according to the CDC right now, are if you are on public transportation, If you are in a congregate living facility, so like a nursing home or a jail or a shelter, or of course, if you're in a healthcare space. So if you come to visit me in my emergency department, you will still be required to mask up.
Grocery stores?
Grocery store is interesting. So the way that the CDC recommendations read, if you are fully vaccinated, you do not have to wear a mask anywhere else indoors. Grocery stores, movie theaters, malls, you can go unmasked.
You know, I just feel like some people might continue to wear masks, even if they're vaccinated, just as a way to model what they see as good behavior. It's almost like waiting for the walk sign, even when there aren't any cars coming. Do you think that makes sense to continue to wear masks because you just believe that there's still a threat out there and you want other people to be safe?
Yeah, Matt, I absolutely do. And I am one of those people, actually, who will keep wearing a mask at public indoor gatherings, at least for the short term. There are two reasons why. The first is what you said. It is modeling good behavior for my kids who are not vaccinated yet, as well as for those around me who aren't vaccinated. It's a way of indicating a dedication to the community rather than having life just be all about myself. And the last thing is that although our vaccine rates are great and although our COVID cases are dropping quickly, they're not yet that low. And although the vaccines are great, it's not a zero risk of catching it. So I'm going to keep the mask on until everyone who wants the vaccine, every adult who wants the vaccine, has had the chance to have it. And also now our 12 to 15 year olds, it's going to be 4 to 6 weeks until those kids are fully vaccinated. I feel like, you know, right around July 4th, that deadline that Biden had originally set, feels like a more appropriate time for us to start shedding our masks indoors.
We were talking about kids, and obviously many children are still not eligible for the vaccine. So how should we be thinking about masking around them? Should kids be masking around each other indoors? What are some guidelines here?
So as with so much else in this pandemic, there are no definitive answers. What I'm telling folks is that if kids are outdoors, and doing something where they've got at least a little distance between each other, but really, honestly, if they're outdoors, they can by and large go unmasked. We know how this virus spreads, and those outdoor activities, unless they're playing contact sports, are likely to be safe. Indoors, for now, they need to stay masked. At school, in social get-togethers, the kids need to be masked up. That may change as COVID rates continue to drop and as those young adolescents get vaccinated. Each vaccine that goes in the arm protects not just the individual, but also the community. And that's true for kids too. So for now, outdoors, okay to be unmasked if you've got a little space between each other. Indoors, keep the mask on the kids.
Got it. What do you make of the various mask guidance we've been getting over the last year? What does that indicate to you about the importance of just consistency when it comes to public health messaging?
You know, I think that we in public health are going to be studying the communications challenges that we faced during this pandemic for quite a while to come. You know, folks have been responding in real time to changing science, and the world isn't really used to that. Usually public health comes out with recommendations that are based on really well done, well established evidence. We've been having to be quicker than usual. And when you're quick, sometimes the science changes. But there's a lot that we could be doing to be clearer about the communication and about the reasons behind the changes.
Before I let you go, I want to go into the future a little bit to get a sense of whether masks are always going to be with us in one way or another. So 5 years from now, God willing, there's no other pandemic between now and then. If I were to walk into a crowded New York City subway car 5 years from now, is it likely that I see at least one person with a mask?
I think masks are here to stay, at least for a portion of the population. And the biggest thing I keep telling people is that these CDC recommendations are a floor, not a ceiling. They don't force you to take your mask off. And I expect many of us will continue to wear them in crowded situations for years to come.
Very interesting. And if you're going for a walk, let's say you're mailing a letter later today, you're going for a walk 2 blocks away from your home, are you going to put on a mask to walk outside?
I'm not. I'm fully vaccinated. I have not been wearing a mask outside for a while.
It must be, feels liberating to not have it on outside after this.
It's
these 14
awesome.
Months, doesn't it?
It's absolutely terrific. And one quick last thing is I'm also doing get-togethers with other vaccinated people without masks. That's totally safe too. And I encourage folks to start socializing again, to start moving back towards normal. It's okay to have a little anxiety about it, but getting together with vaccinated friends is totally, totally, totally safe.
Yes, and enjoyable after all this time alone. Dr. Megan Ranney is an emergency physician and associate dean of the School of Public Health at Brown University. Thanks as always for joining us, Doctor. Appreciate it.
Thank you.